California is debating a new net neutrality law, but can they do that? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. With the end of federal net neutrality regulations drawing near, states are working to put in their own versions to prevent internet service providers from blocking, slowing, or charging more for some web traffic. Oregon, Washington, and several other states have made new rules, but a bill working its way through the California legislature would not surprisingly go the furthest. Experts say it specifically prescribes how ISPs can behave, and it recreates and even strengthens some parts of the 2015 Open Internet Order. That's the one that was overturned by the Federal Communications Commission last year. Ryan Singel is a media and strategy fellow at Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society. I asked him how a state can regulate something like the internet that crosses state lines.
The one thing to keep in mind is net neutrality doesn't regulate the internet. It regulates broadband providers, the people we pay to get online at home, right, or with our phone. Those things are actually local services. You know, the California bill doesn't tell Comcast what to do around the country. It says what you can do in California.
And then let's back up. In the FCC order repealing the 2015 rules, it did sort of explicitly say states can't set their own net neutrality regulations. And yet many states are moving forward, right? Can you sort of explain that for us?
Yeah. The FCC wants to say that no state can do this, but the FCC also said that it has no authority over broadband anymore. It didn't just get rid of the 2015 rules. It basically said, we have no ability whatsoever to regulate broadband providers. And because they said we don't have this authority, they can't, according to the analysis behind this bill, they can't prevent other states from stepping in to regulate when they've decided not to.
So some of the language in this California bill is trying to recreate a few of the 2015 federal rules that are going away, right? Tell us about that.
The California bill, for instance, pulls in the ban on access charges. So that means that ISPs like Comcast and Verizon can't charge Yelp simply so that Yelp will load for a Verizon customer. And then the bill also does deal with zero rating, so the practice of ISPs not counting some sites against your bill, and what's called interconnection, which is essentially the point where data enters an ISP's network, and they can do things there that basically allows them to block a site or slow it down.
So one can assume, though, that if this particular bill were to pass, there would be legal challenges around that.
Oh, I think we'll see legal challenges, around this across all the states. So the states have taken a bunch of different attempts to regulate. The California bill directly says these are the net neutrality rules that ISPs in California need to adhere to. Mm-hmm. Other states have done executive orders. The California bill is a different taking a different tack, but it's not clear at this point where that's going to go.
If these standards go into effect and there's sort of, you have other states working on their own rules. If there is this patchwork of states that create their own rules, does it end up being like car emissions where California's standards end up setting the rules of the road for the rest of the country?
I think that's one of the things that the legislators here would like to do, right? Like, let's set, the ISP say, we can't comply with 50 rules. Well, the easiest way to do that is comply with the strictest one, the strongest one, which would be Californians. And also, I think, it would have an effect of making a model bill for other states, right? Other states are looking to do this. And I think it also sends a strong message to federal lawmakers who can still undo the 2017 repeal that these kind of rules are popular and that something needs to, they need to act as well.
That's Ryan Singel from Stanford Law School's Center for Internet and Society. California's net neutrality bill is before the State Senate Judiciary Committee today. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.